Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man arrested after threatening landlords and deputies over septic truck noise. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 41-year-old Gillette man was arrested this week after deputies say he's threatened his landlords and law enforcement officers for waking him up during septic tank maintenance on a neighboring property. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the incident began around 11 a.m. Sunday on Inexo Drive when the man came outside wearing only boxer shorts and holding a large knife in his right hand. He was angry that a septic driver had woken him up and argued with the property owners before going back inside. Shortly after, the man called the landlords and left several threatening voicemails warning there would be consequences if he was disturbed again and claiming he knew people in Wright who were armed to the teeth. Deputies attempted to contact him Monday morning but were unable to reach him, and he continued to leave more voicemails, this time threatening specific sheriff's office deputies. When deputies returned with plans to seek an arrest warrant, the man eventually stepped outside and was taken into custody on stalking charges. While being transported to the jail, he suffered a medical episode and was taken to Campbell County Health, where officials say he continued to make threats on hospital staff prior to being discharged. He was transported to the Campbell County Detention Center. Reynolds says there are possible other charges pending in the case. Lawmakers moved to compel Weston County Clerk to testify after ignoring subpoena. A Wyoming legislative committee is preparing to seek a court order to force Weston County Clerk Becky Hadlock to testify after she failed to appear under subpoena at a September 29th hearing. Cowboy State Daily reported the legislative subcommittee is investigating Hadlock's handling of two botched races during the 2024 election. Hadlock's absence violated a legislative subpoena issued in July, and she could face up to 6 months in jail and a $100 fine if prosecuted by the Natrona County District Attorney's Office. Representative Christopher Knapp of Gillette and chair of the Management Audit Committee confirmed Tuesday that he plans to request a court order compelling Hadlock to appear at another meeting before the 2025 budget session begins in February. If she ignores that court order, she could be held in contempt and face additional penalties. Knapp's committee unanimously supported holding another hearing to pursue her testimony. Legislative staff said the situation is unprecedented in Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon previously investigated complaints against Hadlock, but declined to remove her from office, saying her mistakes don't amount to willful negligence or malicious intent. The Natrona County District Attorney is still reviewing an investigative report to determine whether criminal charges will be filed. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.